Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday afternoon, December 24th, 2025, and we have a lineup of finance headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. As copper prices soar, thieves are becoming more brazen. With copper prices soaring about 30% on U.S. metal exchanges, thieves are becoming more brazen. They are targeting electrical grid lines, telecommunication networks, and other sources to steal copper for resale. Companies like Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. OTBHF are benefiting from the increased demand for copper, which is essential in building AI data centers and electric vehicles. To stay updated on Aston Bay Holdings Ltd., visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to various communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
Metavesco announces Reg A offering is 99% subscribed. Metavesco Inc. announced that its Regulation A offering is 99% subscribed, with the offering price set at $0.08 per share. The company's common stock is now trading at double the original offering price, a rare occurrence for an OTC-listed issuer. CEO Ryan Shaddle emphasized the difficulty of raising capital on the OTC without discounting shares, highlighting the importance of clear communication and consistent engagement with shareholders. Completing the offering provides Metavesco with increased financial flexibility to invest in product development and strategic opportunities. The company views this experience as a case study for the development of OTCFi Access, a platform designed to improve outcomes in the OTC market. Learn more about OTCFi at otcfi.io and about Metavesco Inc. at metavesco.com. BioCoreX provides update on OTC Markets quotation status and planned Form S-1 filing. BioCoreX Inc. provided an update on its OTC Markets quotation status and planned Form S-1 filing. The company's common stock will transition from the OTCQB venture market to the OTCID market due to a technical eligibility matter. This transition does not reflect any delinquency in SEC reporting. BioCoreX remains current in its reporting obligations and intends to file a Form S-1 resale registration statement with the SEC to address the public float requirement. The company does not anticipate any change in its business operations or SEC reporting due to this transition. Shareholders can access the company's SEC filings on the SEC's website, and there will be no interruption in public disclosures.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.